Welcome to the Watoto Church Podcast. Prepare your heart as we listen to the message.
Today we want to wrap up our series, I Love Uganda, and today we're going to be saying, hey, I love Uganda because Uganda is my inheritance. And Uganda is our inheritance from God. You know, when we begin to talk about inheritance, people begin to see inheritance through the lenses that they have experienced in life. Because how many know you can only express what you have experienced? Amen. And so what we've experienced in our families, in our culture, when it comes to inheritance, when I say Uganda is your inheritance, immediately your mind switches to those lenses. When one person dies in a family, they leave behind an inheritance for someone to carry on into the future, an estate that someone is going to look after, their belongings and their properties and looking after their children and their family. And usually when they pass away, we begin to raise some money for the funeral service. We call it Mabugo. And we raise that money to help get us some of for some of the needs at the funeral. And we usually, when we see so many people at a funeral, we think, oh, this person must have had great impact. Oh, this must have been a great person, because we equate the numbers to the greatness of the individual. In fact, we say the more the mourners, the more the significant this person's life was. So we do everything to make sure that that burial is actually beautiful. On Facebook a couple of weeks ago, you must have seen a guy. And you know, we buy these expensive-looking coffins. And you must have seen on Facebook a story a couple of weeks ago of this guy that was selling a used coffin. And people were wondering, what happened to the occupant before, if you're selling a used one? And so you need these service providers. You need chairs. You need PA. You need food to feed people. If you have relatives coming from abroad, it means you need more days, which means you need to feed so many people. And it becomes a bit cumbersome. I tell you, death in Uganda is quite expensive. Death is so expensive in Uganda, some of us cannot afford to die right now. Because you don't want to leave your family in debt. And when someone passes on, we always have an heir, the one we call Omusika, the one that's going to carry on in the feet and the shoes of the deceased. And we name that person, and it seems like a privilege, but in many ways, we are just naming the person that the service providers have to chase around for their money after we are long gone. They leave something behind, and many times it's a struggle. You know, in Uganda, you see families beginning to fight and quarrel about issues. You see women chased out of the house and left to their children to struggle. And an inheritance that should have been a good thing becomes a burden and begins to become a yoke over people's lives, because there's infighting and quarreling. And maybe that's what your experience has been like. You've struggled. Maybe you're an heir, and it's been a challenge for you the last couple of years. You're in and out of court. You've broken relationship with family because this thing called inheritance has become a burden. But I believe the Bible has a lot to say about an inheritance. And an inheritance is a blessing. In fact, the Bible says that it is a good man that leaves an inheritance for his children's children. And so God commands us that we are to live this way, because God is about the generations that are coming after. Amen. Turn to neighbor, say, it's not about you. Turn to another neighbor, tell him, it's not about you. Turn to another neighbor, tell him, it's about the generation that's coming after you. So regardless of what skin color, tribe, religion, or upbringing, whether you've inherited property or debt, we all have one inheritance that is common, and that is our beautiful nation, Uganda. Amen. God has given Uganda to us as a gift. This is our inheritance from Almighty God. And as we shared last week, of course, that Uganda is blessed and God has a purpose and plan for this nation. You and I need to plug in to make sure that this purpose comes to pass, because you know what? There is something we need to pass on to the next generation. So what are we doing now in our times that we are going to leave a blessing for our children? Not a burden, but a blessing. And so Jesus in Matthew 25 helps the people that were listening to him to understand this idea of, when you're given something, how do you handle it? Because you and I must recognize that God has given Uganda to us. What are we doing with our nation, Uganda? Right now, I'm not asking you to think of anybody else. I'm actually asking you to think of yourself. What are you doing with what God has given you when it comes to Uganda? So in Matthew 25, I want us to go there together. We're going to read from verse 14 to 30. Please open your Bibles to Matthew 25. We'll read from verse 14 to 30. Please pull out your notebooks as well and let's study God's word together. So Jesus tells this parable of the bags of gold, and some of you might know it as well also as the parable of the talents. Bible tells us, Jesus said again, it would be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his wealth to them. To one he gave 5 bags of gold, to another 2 bags, and to another 1 bag, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received 5 bags of gold went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 bags more. So also the one with 2 bags of gold gained 2 more. But the man who had received 1 bag went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received 5 bags of gold brought the other 5. "Master," he said, "you've entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." The man with 2 bags of gold also came. "Master," he said, "you entrusted me with 2 bags of gold. See, I have gained 2 more. His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." Then the man who had 1 bag of gold came. "Master," he said, "I knew that you're a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid, and I went out and hid your gold in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you." His master replied, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed? Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. So take the bag of gold from him and give it to the one who has 10 bags. For whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." It seems like a very tough parable to tell. But I believe hidden in this parable is a principle that you and I need to walk away with, and that we seriously as Ugandans need to begin to think upon. We need to begin to ponder our ways. What am I doing with what God has given to me? That's the question you need to be asking yourself. Don't look outside of yourself. First look inward and ask yourself, what are you doing with what God has given to you? And so the Bible tells us that this master goes on a journey, and to one he gives 5 bags, another he gives 2 bags, another one gives 1 bag. The one of 5 increases them, 5 more has 10. The one of 2 increases, 2 more has 4. But the one who had 1 bag buried it in the ground and presents the 1 bag of gold. And we see that his response to the one of 5 and to the one of 2 is that, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Come and enjoy your master's happiness." But to the one of 1, he says, "You wicked and lazy servant." And then throws him out into the cold where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. And I believe hidden in this principle, in this story, is the principle of stewardship that calls you and I to a place of faithfulness. If you live remembering one thing today, remember this one thing, that God requires faithfulness of you. Because if you want to see fruitfulness and increase, the key has to be faithfulness. Because then God promises, "You have been faithful with little, so I'm going to put you in charge of more." The key for us as Ugandans to see fruitfulness in our land, The key for us as Ugandans to see increase where we are individually, and the stake that God has placed into your hands concerning this nation is going to be faithfulness. My brother, my sister, are you faithful where God has blessed you? So Uganda is my inheritance. Uganda is your inheritance. And when you say Uganda is my inheritance, it means you're taking ownership. You're becoming intentional about the portion of Uganda that God has given to you. And you're beginning to recognize that because it is your inheritance, it then automatically becomes your responsibility. And so to whom much has been given, much is expected and required of us. And what is required of us in each and every sphere where God has blessed us is faithfulness, because it becomes the key to increase and fruitfulness. When we look at the parable of the bags of gold, we recognize, number one, two lessons. God has given everyone something. Every one of us has something. Everyone has got something. But secondly, everyone is going to give an account, because you know what? The master will return one day. And so this principle has a bearing on an eternal perspective, because we are to move constantly with an eternal perspective. You know, ultimately we are going to return home, and home is heaven for us. The master who left and has given each and every single one of us something regarding our nation, Uganda, is going to return so that you give him an account. I can imagine the very last day at the end of all time, when we are standing before the King of Kings, Jesus Christ. He's going to ask you a question as an individual. What did you do with Uganda? And you have to give an account. I pray, my friend, that you have some answers. So from these two key thoughts, there are two lessons that I'd like to leave with us today concerning this idea of being a steward and being faithful with what God has given to you. Because, you know, it's easy for us to say, oh, God is going to judge them. He's going to judge you too. Because we are not Ugandans by a cosmic mistake. We are Ugandans by purpose and design. And our God is a God of purpose, and he will hold you accountable. So real quickly, let's talk about these two lessons. Number one, everyone shout this out, I've got something. Say it with all the conviction you have, say, I've got something. And every single one of us, what that really means is that you have a stake in this nation. Yes, we are 44 million people, and every one of us will account for the nation of Uganda. Now, like we read in Matthew 25, the Bible says that he gave the five bags of gold, the two bags of gold, and the one bag of gold according to their ability. And it is still the same with us today. We don't each have a stake at the same level. Some stakes are bigger than others, but we each have a stake. And we shall be accountable for the stake that we have in this nation. Because you've got something. It may be a job that you have in this city or this nation. Your family is a stake in this city and this nation. Your business, your education, your relationships, the resources. We each have a stake. So no longer can any single one of us come and think, hey, it's them. It's not them, it is you. You have a stake, I have a stake. We've each been given something in this nation that ultimately needs to make a contribution to what God wants to do in and through this nation. So it doesn't matter how small, you will give an account. Have you been faithful? Because Uganda is your inheritance. Man, I love Uganda because Uganda is a gift from God to me. But I recognize that because I've been given a stake, I must be faithful with my stake. I must be at my post. I must serve in and out of season. Come rain, come sunshine, no excuses. God has called us to a place of faithfulness because we each have something. You know, Ugandans are always trying to run abroad. They want to go to school in the UK. They want to go to Oxford. They want to go to Cambridge and Leeds and all these amazing universities. We want to go for holiday in Dubai. We want to work in the United States of America. But after we die, we want to be buried here. Is Uganda a graveyard? And as funny as that sounds, it's the truth. That is how we behave. We want to run everywhere else and only come back here when we are dead. You will be accountable for that too. You will be accountable for that. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 28:19, those who work their land will have abundant food. Amen. But those who chase after fantasies, what will happen? They will have their fill of poverty. If we want to see increase, if we want to see health, prosperity, abundance, shalom, peace, well-being, wholeness as a nation, faithfulness, because we've been given something. Now, sometimes the inheritance that we receive and what you have is something you can touch. It is tangible. It's land. It is property. It is a job. It is all these things that we have. The house you rent, you know, the family you have. Sometimes you have something tangible, but we also have things that are intangible. Our heritage, the thing we carry in our hearts, our culture, we will be accountable for that. Does the culture of this city and nation honor Jesus? Because we'll be accountable for it. We have a great Christian heritage that we celebrated as Uganda. But for us to continue to see blessing and increase and fruitfulness come out of this land, we have to rightly steward our Christian heritage. We need to guard it, but we also need to develop it and pass it on to the next generation. We must build a culture where dependence on God is our lifestyle. Are you a steward of that? Do you pray? Does your family know that you're a man and woman of prayer? Do the people at work know that you're a man and woman of prayer? That you go to church, that you tell people about Jesus? Do they know that? Or are you so shy and so ashamed of Jesus that you keep quiet all the time? You will be accountable for those moments that you have. What a privilege. For us here in Uganda, our anthem is a prayer. O Uganda, may God uphold thee. Our motto is a prayer for God and my country. Of course, there are those who manipulate it to make it for God and my stomach because they're selfish and it's all about taking, taking, taking. They're not being good stewards. Let it be different with us who are God's people. Amen. Let's be good stewards because we've each been given something. We don't want to lament at the end of our days like Solomon lamented in Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 18 to 19. After he toiled and labored for many years, he said, I hated all the things I had toiled for under the sun, because I must leave them to the one who comes after me. And who knows whether that person will be wise or foolish. Yes, they will have control over the fruit of my toil into which I have poured my effort and skill under the sun. This too is meaningless. Because you know, if we don't do our best in this generation and model to the next generation what faithfulness looks like, they will abuse what God has placed into their hands. But I believe in many ways there is many of us abusing what God has placed in our hands. And today needs to mark the beginning of a different way of living. And finally, not only have we been given something, number two, you and I need to have this attitude. If Uganda is your inheritance and you truly love Uganda, number two, I'm accountable. Yes, you've been given something, but you are also accountable. I'm going to be accountable. And the way we express this accountability is that I'm accountable to you, you're accountable to me, but ultimately we'll be all accountable to who? To God. You see, when you get a job, you also get a job description. And when an appraisal is done, it is done according to the job description that you have received. Periodically, the boss is going to call you into his office and you're going to have a sit down one-on-one, and then you're going to talk through the expectations that he had on you and how you are fulfilling those expectations. You know what? What we're experiencing here on earth is really a mirror of what's going to happen in heaven. You're going to have a one-on-one with King Jesus, and he's going to ask you some questions based on your job description here on earth. And part of your job description is that you're Ugandan. What did you do with Uganda? And so as we read Acts chapter 17, verse 26 to 29, it's been a theme scripture. From one man, he made all the nations that they should inhabit the whole earth, and he marked out their appointed times in history and the boundaries of their land. God did this so that they would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he's not far from any of us, for in him we live, move, and have our being. That scripture reminding us that Uganda is our inheritance from God. God drew the boundaries of this land and brought us to this land at such a time as this, knowing that one day we're going to stand before him and we'll be accountable to how we stewarded this land. So you have every right to hold me accountable. In my stake as a pastor and a leader of God's people, you have every right as God's people to hold me accountable. You know what? So it is with you. As a teacher, God will hold you accountable. As a doctor, God will hold you accountable. As a businessman, God will hold you accountable. As a student, God will hold you accountable. As a stay-home parent, God will hold you accountable. God is going to hold all of us accountable. And friends, I pray we have some answers. I hope we don't show up like the one who had been given one bag because he thought it was little and he buried it in the ground. Had the wrong attitude towards his inheritance and he lost it. For even that, for that which who has more, the little will be taken away from this one and he'll be given it. And that servant was thrown into the cold. They didn't share in their master's happiness. God wants to bless us, Watoto Church. He wants to bless us in our land, but God is calling us to a place of accountability. That is very countercultural here in Uganda. People don't like to be held accountable. We see it all the time. And probably you struggle with the very same thing. But if we're going to turn this nation around, we have to be accountable. Amen. Be accountable where you are. Are you accountable in your everyday life? Yes, with your work, with your school, with your relationships, are you accountable? Are you transparent? Do you have some secrets you are hiding? Are there some things you'd never want anyone to find out? Because God searches our hearts and he knows us more than we know ourselves. We can lie to people, but we can't lie to God. Have you taken something that doesn't belong to you? Are you giving excuses for things you should have done and you haven't done? So let us keep this eternal perspective. This is our present circumstance. But there is a day of glory that is coming. And the master is coming back. And we need to give him an account. Let not the return of Jesus catch you by surprise. Be ready any day. If Jesus were to return today, right now, and in this very moment you are standing before him, would you approach him with fear or with openness? Knowing, man, I've been faithful with what I've been given, but I'm also accountable. There is nothing to hide. I've given my very best. So that means we need to begin to get engaged in our LC meetings. If your LC chairman is a non-starter, stand for the position. Begin to attend those meetings and say, hey, Mr. Chairman, can you tell us what's going on with the rubbish? We've been fixing it every year in our seed projects, but what is the sustainable solution? Hey, we have some youth who are on drugs in our community. What is our plan as a community to come alongside these guys who are lost and troubled and give them a hand up so they can become something in this city and nation? What can we do about our security situation in our community so that we can be safe? Our children can also be safe. Are you involved or are you too busy? And then you point a finger. Don't point a finger. You are as equally responsible for the chaos in your community as they are. So behold, the master is coming back. And everyone will give an account of what they had done with what the master has given them. And his name is Jesus. So ask yourself every day, what can I do to make sure I'm accountable and making what Jesus has given to me better? Because when I'm faithful in this, he will give me more. That's how we grow in influence, by being faithful with little. When we're accountable in the little, God increases us. So increase is not something that someone just stands here and says, I declare increase in the name of Jesus. That won't happen. That's witchcraft. Because this is a spiritual law. Faithfulness leads to increase. Because when you're faithful with little, God will put you in charge of more. Maybe some of us are struggling. Our businesses are not growing. Our families are falling apart. Because we haven't been faithful. We know how to pray. We know how to bind demons. But nothing is changing in our families. Nothing is changing in our finances. Nothing is changing in our marriages. Nothing is changing in our families because we've forsaken the God-ordained principle of faithfulness that leads to fruitfulness and increase. You know, Uganda is our inheritance. And God wants us to enjoy increase and fruitfulness. But it will only come with Total Church if we are faithful. Today's message is one for you to reflect and to ponder. If you truly love Uganda, you will see Uganda as an inheritance that God has placed in your hands for you to steward faithfully, recognizing that you've been given something and that you will be accountable for it, yes, both now and in when Jesus returns, and that we are to hand this even better to our next generation. Ask yourself, what does business in Uganda look like now? Can it be better? Can healthcare be better? Can family be better? Can law and governance be better? If they can, it starts with you. It starts with me. I want to call the worship team up. I want to conclude with this portion of scripture in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 20 to 23. Scripture says, all this energy issues from Christ. God raised him from death and set him on a throne in deep heaven, in charge of running the universe. Everything from galaxies to governments, no name and no power is exempt from his rule. And not just for the time being, but forever. He is in charge of it all, and he has the final word on everything. At the center of all this, Christ rules the church. The church, you see, is not peripheral to the world. The world is peripheral to the church. The church is Christ's body in which he speaks, acts, by which he fills everything with his presence. In other words, friends, for Uganda to become what God wants it to be, God is going to walk through his people. But just as God asked in the day of Isaiah, he's asking today, whom shall I send? Who can I send into the business sector that's going to make a difference? That is going to be faithful, that's going to be a steward, that is not going to conform, but is going to stand out, that's going to be faithful? Who can I send into the health sphere? Who can I send into the area of family that's going to model what a godly family looks like? Who can I send into government can I send into all these spheres of Uganda? The arts and the entertainment. Who can I send? God wants to send us. But are we willing to pay the price of faithfulness so that we can build up our great nation to truly be the Pearl of Africa, so that when we hand Uganda over to the next generation, that next generation is going to enjoy Uganda more than we have? That is something for you to think about. So what are you doing with what God has placed in your hands? Your work, your family, your opportunities. What are you doing?
Thank you so much for joining us today. We hope this message has inspired you to spread the love of Jesus. If you would love to know more information about us, please visit www.watotochurch.com.